independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We are going to take power back from the political class in Washington and return that power to you, the American people.
America!
Trumpster, where is he, producer Anthony? Kentucky! Healthcare, man, he's going to take it back from you. And you and you and you in Washington. And give it back to me and me and you over there and that person and you, sickle mom, you get it. Everybody's getting stuff back. We're all getting stuff back. Can't believe all the stuff we have back. We have all the stuff and it's sitting right here. It's back, 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 back. What's up, party people? Happy Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your glorious day. Your listening pleasure. Very interesting, the whole thought process in giving it back to America. Gonna give it back to the Americans. You know what the Americans care about? Price. It's what we care about. Price. And I'll tell you why it's important. First and foremost, let me tell you something. The deductible thing, usually when you got a high deductible, right, your deductible's through the roof. Wow, it's way up here. Whoop, 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 whoop. Usually when it's way, way, way up there, you're spending a little bit of dollars, right? You spend a little bit of money because for all intents and purposes, you don't really care, right? You're never going to use it. So you're willing to say, I'll have a $10,000 or $20,000 deductible because I'm never going to use it because I'm healthy. My kids are healthy. But if I get to that point, man, that's crazy, right? I get to that point, I got bigger problems on whether I can afford it. Because you get to $20,000, you're not doing that one office visit at a time. It's like we're going every day, sometimes three, four, or five times a day. I'm going to use it all up. I'm just here for a visit. I just want to give you more money. No, that's not it. We care about price. Price matters to you, to me, to everybody. It does. I was explaining to somebody earlier about price and why it matters. And the analogy I came up with, which I thought was pretty decent, is simply this. If your car payment fluctuated the way that this stuff does, and every year your car payment was higher and higher, but your car's not any newer, you're not getting a new car every year. In fact, your car, for all intents and purposes, is losing value. Your car's going down. Your car was worth $15,000 last year. You know what your car is worth now? $11,500. Your payment last year was $295. Your payment this year is $415. No. That's not good at all. That's not what we want, people. People want to know what their payment's going to be. How are they going to be able to afford it? Is it affordable for you, for me? It's secondary almost at times what your deductible is, unless you're extremely ill and you got a pre-existing condition. Outside of that, for the average person, we want to know about the month-to-month because that's where it is. If you get the $2,500, if you get the $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 as your deductible, man, you got problems, right? You may have gone to the hospital for a day with a toothache for $25,000. But, I mean, it's true, though. It's true. We want to know the day-to-day because most of us are on an income that really we're not making extra cash here or there. We're not. How many of you get excited when you get paid every Friday and there's that one month where you get three Fridays where you get paid and you're like, it's an extra check? That's the world that we live in. People want to know what their paycheck is and what their paycheck's going to go out. I got $2,000, and guess what? I got $1,875 in bills, and next year they're telling me that that extra $125 I had left is going to be gone because now my payment's gone from $250 to $420. Hoo! Time to get high. That's what... It's crazy, but that's what it is. It's we want to know, can we even afford the damn thing? We want to know that. We don't want to see premiums go up. We want to see premiums go down. We want to see them stay steady. We want to see paychecks rise and premiums at least stay steady. And if they're going to rise, we want to see our paycheck rise 20% and premiums only rise 2%, 3%, and 4%. Right, Ted?
My biggest concern with the House bill is it doesn't lower premiums, and CBO, in fact, projected that in the first 2 years, premiums would rise 10 to 20%.
That's not good. That's not good. And they'll say, well, you know, after 3 years, you'll see the premiums come down. But yeah, but at that point in time, they're going to come down 10, 12%, but they've gone up 30 or 40%. So it doesn't do me any good. That doesn't do me any good. People want stability in knowing what they're going to have to pay. People want stability in a lot of ways, right? They're looking and they're saying, it's $500 a month? Wow, but I'm covering four. My deductible's $20,000. My kids are healthy, I'm healthy. I think we'll be okay. You're a single guy and your deductible's $20,000? Your payment shouldn't be $300. Should be $100. Right? It's like the difference between insurance that covers everything. And when you get that insurance because your car's crap, and if you get hit, you're like, I'm not going to insure this thing. Well, they can give me $200 for it, and I got to pay extra amount of money. No, you want the collision-only kind of insurance. That's what you're looking for. People want to know what your payment's going to be. What's my payment tomorrow? And I want it to be steady. I don't want surprises. In a world when you live paycheck to paycheck, you know what you don't want? Surprises. Because rarely is it a surprise where I went to my mailbox and somebody sent me $5,000. Most of the time, it's like, oh my God, my tires are screwed. I'm ruined. What? You're ruined because of your tires? Yeah. This $500 for tires. I don't have money for tires. We do at least one or two stories every couple weeks about people that can't afford X, Y, and Z, whether it be something breaks down in their house or there's a problem with their car or something happens and the kids need braces, whatever. We do a story where it is tough for Americans to earn. And when you look at healthcare, no matter what anybody says, at this moment in time, what they're really clamoring for is something affordable. That's what they want. They want to know. Because if you're going to get upside down $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you're probably going to file bankruptcy if you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's just being honest. If you look at most people who file bankruptcy, a good reason they file bankruptcy is because of medical issues. That's what it is. It's because of medical issues. So the day-to-day is what people want to know about. Because most people don't have it in them for a big surprise. Most people don't have that, oh my goodness, I need this. It's just, but I can't afford it, but it just came out of nowhere and I need a new radiator. That's a surprise. They don't want to see that with their premiums. They want to see choice because they think competition's going to drive it down, and it will. And they want to see stability in the pricing marketplace, where every 12 months, they don't get that surprise October, November, December letter from their insurance company that tells them either A, they can no longer be insured by them because they're dropping out of something, or B, the price is through the roof. That's what people are looking at. People don't want to be surprised. They want stability, especially when it comes to money. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Love it when you do, 323-538-2423. I'm telling you, most of you out there, it's price. Some of you, it's the healthcare in and itself, right? But those are usually people who have pre-existing condition and know how important it is for a doctor. Most of us go to a doctor, we're in and we're out. We're going in there because I don't need to know. We don't need to be best friends. If you've got a real disease, you want to be close to a doctor. If you've got a chronic injury and pain, you want to find somebody you trust. 90% of us go to the doctor, get a prescription, and get the hell out of Dodge. That's the truth. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at Chad Benson Show. .com. Weaning off electronics, can we actually do it? And Chuck Berry has passed away. Can you believe that? That's very exciting. Chad Benson Show.
Me a cute little toy, silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh my.
Yo, you know who this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
Wow. So here's the deal. He was a legend, absolutely, an icon. We've had people call in because earlier today we talked a bit about Chuck Berry. I said it was him. You had Hendrix. You had Van Halen. Who's the guy I always screw up? Uwe Malmsteen? I always mess up that guy's name. Sorry, guy. I didn't know who you are. I know who you are, but I don't know who you are. But, I mean, this was a guy who transcended music. And this is a day and age when he was a rebel. He was an odd bird, Chuck Berry. Died at 90 this weekend. More than just an odd bird. I mean, this was a guy who had trouble with bathroom issues, if you will, by putting cameras inside the women's and ladies' bathrooms, inside the toilets area. He had troubles with the law. He took a 13-year-old girl across state lines. There was some more issues. In his heyday, in the dude's heyday, he spent 3 years in prison. Segregation. I mean, this was a guy who saw it all, did things his way, rocked and rolled, died at age 90. And that was a guy who I potentially would say lived to be at least 150 in real human years. But rock and roll years, even to live to 90, was tremendous. And as Phil played that song, My Dang-a-Ling, that was the only number one hit Chuck Berry ever had. Who would have thought that? Johnny B. Good, Maybelline, all of those other things. Never a number one. But My Dang-a-Ling was the number one. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. This is an interesting text, and I think a text that is spot on. And it says, Chad, the people that are throwing these numbers around are very well off. The right looks like they shut off two of their toes. They suck. $150 to them is nothing. The middle class cannot wait 3 years for the cost to come down. 1 month is too long. Oh, I'm a deplorable, but this is like you say, a turd. They have 7 years, but they never, ever thought what Trump would win, fly over states. I don't think they really thought this thing through. You had 7 years. The only thing they agree on is the repealing side of it, the replacement thing. They don't. And when you're talking about individuals who are worried about what they're going to have tomorrow, how much they're going to have to live off of, they're living paycheck to paycheck, how some people are living day to day. It's crazy. It's cost. And it's upfront cost. Giving somebody a tax break is fine. If they can afford it. Meaning, yeah, so you're going to give me back $4,000 at the end of the year? That's fine. I can afford it. A lot of people, they need that subsidy up front because they can't afford it. They need that break up front. And that is the frustration I think people are going to look in this whole healthcare issue. But I'm telling you, if you put it in simple terms, and the simple terms are, if your car payment went up exponentially every year, but your car never got better, but your deductible and your insurance went up, but you hope to never use it, which is fine, but you're still paying more in your car, and your car went from $195 for your payment, and now all of a sudden it's $495, and your car's actually, it's went down in value, you'd be frustrated. A lot of people out there are frustrated. They're looking at what's it going to cost me on the front end because they may not make it to the back end. That is the issue that people are having. But remember, this is just a step in a process.
This bill that's moving through Congress right now is simply the first step in this process.
First step. First step in the process. That's Tom Price. He was on State of the Union over the weekend. And it is a step. Let me tell you something first before I throw the baby out with the bathwater. One of the things is Tom Price has, I think, up to 1,400 things that he's going to be able to do to try to drive down costs that wasn't inside the CBO. These are things that individually he can do. But it doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen in 2 or 3 weeks. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen in a month or 6 months or even a year that you're going to see that kind of break. Plus, there are worrisome things about this that I find to be, I agree with, finally, oddly enough, I agree with Ted Cruz on a few of these things. And some of them, you know, are things like, the mandates that are inside of this.
We need to repeal the insurance mandates. There are 12 insurance mandates that are in Obamacare. The House bill only touches two of them.
That's a lot. Got to get rid of some of these taxes. Got to get rid of some of these regulations. Yes, we want to keep some of the stuff that is good. Again, nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. They wrote it as a law. This law costs you money. The Republicans are trying to come at it in a way that they think is going to save you money and have competition. But based on its first rollout, and Paul Ryan over the weekend was out there just doing all he could to sell the hell out of this thing, I don't know if we're going to see that. Thursday is when it looks like this thing's going to start to get out there in the flow and we're going to see it. It's going to be debated. You got to give the Republicans something. Republicans have at least went out there and have put this in a situation where everybody has a chance to see it and they're going to talk about it. But I think it's dead on arrival. I don't think it has a chance. I don't. I do not think it has a chance. And if we can't figure out a way to get these premiums lowered sooner rather than later, it's definitely not going to be something that people are going to want.
My biggest concern with the House bill is it doesn't lower premiums. And CBO, in fact, projected that in the first 2 years, premiums would rise 10 to 20%.
Who thinks that's fun? Again, you pay $200 on your car. Next year, you pay $260. Year after that, you pay $340. Your car's still the same car. Your value's gone down a little bit more. Even if your deductible's the same, your price in the upfront zone is rising. And if you're not making an extra $200, $300, $400, $500 a paycheck, you will feel that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I don't buy it. I think it's BS. A waiter, a group of people, a controversy. Chad Benson Show.
Ring, ring goes the bell. Cooking the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat.
The Chad Benson Show.
If you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I'm cynical. I think if you listen to the show, you realize there's a lot of satire and obnoxiousness in me. And I'm okay with that. I think a healthy dose of cynicism is good in certain situations. Not all situations. Not all situations. I'm going to tell you that right now. Not all situations. But there is a certain healthy sense of cynicism I think is good. Not so much... And I think you walk the fine line of super being a super skeptic and stuff and being a cynic. Skeptic to me is it's 99% never going to be an alien, Bigfoot, any of those things. I have that to me, a cynic is I don't think it happened, but it's possible. And to me, this next story is it's possible. Do I think it happened? The more I think about it, I don't know. I'm starting to say no. I've leaned to the no, I don't think it happened the way that she is describing it. But it's possible. But it's possible. Take a listen to this story from Huntington Beach, California, USA, America.
Two women claim they were sitting at the upscale eatery in Huntington Beach waiting for friends when the waiter walked up to them. They say he asked to see their proof of residency before he could serve them. The women spoke to the manager, who quickly apologized, and after they left, one of the women went on a rant on social media. Officials with St. Mark Restaurant responded, saying the waiter has been fired. The woman describes herself as a light-skinned Latina and says she's never felt so judged in her life. Jason Campadonia, NBC News Radio, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California, U.S. Hammerhead. Of course, Trump's getting blamed for all these kind of things. So there's a waiter at this restaurant. Women come in. meeting their friends. And I will let Diana Carrillo tell you what happened.
As soon as I sat down, the waiter approached the table and, you know, without welcoming us to the restaurant, he asked me for my proof of residency. I already had my ID out. I just handed it over to him and I was shocked. I didn't even know what to say. I had no words. I felt paralyzed literally for a few moments, just in a complete state of shock. My sister and my friend said that he asked him the same thing. And when my friend repeated what he had said, he said, yeah, I need to make sure you're from here before I serve you.
Okay. First, I'm going to say, Phil pointed out something very early in the morning when we talked about it. Producer Phil said, I think these chicks are young. He asked to see ID, and it went from there. This is the cynicism side of me, is it sounds like, oh, that's super uncool, right? Like, that's way uncool. But then you start thinking, oh, wait a minute here. It's kind of a resorty place. And, you know, they make some sort of cheeses. And they do it's a pub. It seems like one of those probably microbrew kind of things. I'm sure there's a lot of people that come in there from all over the world. So I don't think you ask everybody as a waiter, hey, where are you from? Somebody comes in and says, loser! They're like, ah, prove that you're a resident before you can eat. I don't think so. The wheels started spinning. And then when Phil threw that out, I thought, oh, yeah, wait a minute here. Then there was an apology by the restaurant. They fired said employee and they posted stuff on social media, invited the women back, said that they were going to give the women a VIP experience completely free and take 10% of the monies that they made over the weekend and give it to the nonprofit or charity of their choice. But then the social media thing kind of twisted when they yanked back their apology off social media.
I was satisfied at first, and then they deleted the apology from their social media account. I've never faced discrimination like this in the past. I was born here. The four of us that went to the restaurant, we were all born in the United States. I think a lot of people feel like they have the power to discriminate against people more openly than before. I woke up this morning to a lot of comments stating that, you know, this is fake news, that this didn't happen. Mm. Unfortunately, it did happen, and it happened to me and my three other people that I was with.
Okay, I want to hear from the waiter, first of all. And this is one of those things where this is something that we're hearing day by day from a lot of people, that it's now because Trump is president. Again, Trump's getting blamed for everything. He was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. He was the one who filmed the astronauts when they were pretending to be on the moon at a sound studio in Woodland Hills. You name it. It's all him. He was at the helm of the Titanic. Yeah, he shot JR. I mean, he's done it all. Trump's getting blamed for everything. He started Civil War, started World War I, and World War II. He shot Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Can you believe that? And he also fronted the band Franz Ferdinand. So you're hearing a lot of this all the time. I want to hear from the employee. Where's the employee in this? Right? Where's the employee, and why did you pull back your apology? If you're the restaurant, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you come out and say, yeah, our employee didn't do this, they're going to hammer you on social media. You fire your employee because these people feel that he did do something wrong. And again, at first I didn't know if it was a waiter or waitress, but they keep saying waiter or wait staff. So my assumption is it is a waiter. So you fire the employee. Then you find out that the employee didn't actually do this. By then, the employee's lawyered up. Because even though it may be an at-will state, the truth is it's California. We're very litigious. And on top of that, you have painted this person in a poor light. So you're probably going to have to settle with him out of court. And even though he may not have done something, you're going to look like an asshat to people who work for you. And the people that already think that your restaurant is racist, They don't care. They heard all they needed to hear. Yeah, so I'm a little cynic. It's just me. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. I feel I could be wrong. I could be. It has happened in the past. I could be wrong. I could be completely misjudging this. But the more I hear her, and we've got a ruling here. There's three of us here. I am the deciding factor. Producer Anthony, do you think she is telling the truth? Anthony says yes. Producer Phil, do you think she's being 100% honest?
No, I think there's an awful lot of the story that we're not getting.
And I agree with Phil, so it's 2-1. We overrule Anthony. Let's go to Sean Spicer and see what he has to say.
I think it's fine to look into it, but at the end of the day, they're going to come to the same conclusion that everybody else has had. So you can continue to look for something, but continuing to look for something that doesn't exist doesn't matter.
If you guys don't know, I've been following that Sean Spicer and his wackiness from earlier. We have no idea what he's talking about. But you know what's great? You know what is great about that? And I said it earlier. Sean Spicer, that thing goes with everything. His two cuts from today will be played continuously here because I would just carry that around for him. And anytime somebody asks him a question, I would just play it right to the microphone. Just play it. Just play it. I just feel like we're missing a lot of the story. And I think nowadays there's a knee-jerk reaction to everything. And the snowflake generation takes everything in such a weird way. I don't buy that this happened. I could not. And if it did, then the restaurant did the right thing. But you pulled back your apology and your offer. Do you think maybe? They never said what kind of drink they were getting. They looked a little young. You're allowed to ask a question in today's age, right? You're allowed to ask a question like, hey, can I see your ID? And you may have took it that way because you're a younger generation. You're worried about everything, and you think everybody's out to get you. Everybody is out to get you, right, Sean?
There's a point at which you continue to search for something that everybody who's been briefed hasn't seen or found.
Everything. It does. Oh, Spicy. I do love you. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Do you think that these girls were telling the truth? Do you think that they were actually told, prove you're an American citizen, show me your ID before I serve you? I'm calling BS. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Of course, call the program 844-DIG-CHAT. Hey, I'm a smartish person. I'm even smarter now because I went to Simply Safe Home Security and decided to secure my home, my valuables, and when I got my little dude with me, Jack, him, by using Simply Safe. Simply Safe is incredible. The security industry wants to scare the bejesus out of you on how crazy it is and how dangerous it is. 1.5 million homes are broken into yearly, right around there. That's a lot of homes, right? And so they come out there and they tell you you need to sign these big, fat contracts. Oh, geez. And you're stuck. Your home's never going to get broken into. And now you're being robbed by those security companies. Simply Safe is a smarter, better way to protect your home. There is no contracts with Simply Safe. You get award-winning 24/7 protection, named the best in the industry. And it's best for less. Less than 50 cents a day to protect your home. Security professionals watching ready to instantly send the police. Yes, protect your home the smart way with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Benson to check out their new high-definition camera. Plus, you can get 10% off any order. But that's only at simplysafe.com/Benson. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. You will like it, you will love it, and you will thank me. But mostly, you're going to want to thank Simply Safe for saving you money and protecting your home the smart way. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Save 10%. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We're going to talk about the bracket that is not busted, but instead is running wild. And we'll make fun of Phil's bracket. And we'll talk about beauty and the buttload of money it made. Chad Benson Show.
A America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
A lot of people texting in. You could text the program 323-538-2423. That's 24/7. You can text it. And a lot of people are texting in, chiming in on this whole situation that happened in Huntington Beach, California, where a woman, two young ladies, I think probably in their early 20s, accused the waiter or person in the wait staff of asking to prove their citizenship or their legality rights to be in this this country, and said they were offended and shocked and it was racism and they were paralyzed with fear. The grip of fear! That is a grip of fear! And most people are chiming in. People have called in and all said the same thing. They look young. They probably ask, can I see your ID? Everybody needs a reason to be outraged nowadays, and it doesn't have to be a big reason, right? It doesn't. It's a tiny, itty-bitty reason. Just that's all we need to be outraged. All we need to freak out, to lose our mind, to go apoplectic on society and whatever you feel you were wronged with. This is it. I just need a small thing. And I'm going to interpret whatever you ask me the way that I want to interpret that. So if you ask me to see ID because you think I'm under the age of 21, I'm going to automatically say it's because you don't think I'm a citizen. And away we go. That's it. Away we go. I think there's far more to the story, as there usually is. I heard a great quote about, is it truth? If you want truth, first you must have no opinion. If you think about that, that's absolutely right. If you want to find truth in life, maybe I made it up, I don't know. There's some stuff going through my head at night, and I have no idea. But that sounded awesome, and if it's never been claimed, I'm claiming it. But if you really want to know truth about anything in life, you can't come into it with an already formulated opinion. That's crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. This weekend, Villanova destroyed a bracket of a friend of mine, and it was a tragedy. Producer Phil, who is trying for the first time ever in his life to play the bracket game in the NCAA championships, and they laid a big turd, the defending champions, right on your bracket.
Villa, no more tournament for you.
I, being of sound mind and creativity like there is no tomorrow, did much better than our fair-haired, somewhat bearded, musician-y friend, Phil. I got 13 of the 16 right. A lot of great games. And again, it is weird. On a Saturday night, you're watching two teams that you didn't pay any attention about play basketball, college basketball. Just you're watching it. You're watching two teams. You're watching Michigan take on Kentucky. Sounds good. Sounds exciting. If it's December, you don't care. But it is the tournament. And I saw that, Phil. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently, I think it was 78.2 or 82.3% of all brackets were destroyed because of Villanova.
My girlfriend, who chose teams on colors, is doing better than I am.
Well, she tells you that, Phil. She tells you that. But what you don't know is she's scouring all of the scouting reports. She's trying to get all the ups and downs. She's trying to figure out, okay, who's this ball kid with UCLA? You got this kid Monk over here. What about this cat over here? This guy looks like he's a baller. How many McDonald's All-Americans are playing for Kentucky? They're not even playing good basketball. She knows, man. She tells you these things. Me, on the other hand, I'm rolling deep. I still have the only bad thing was Duke. That was it. That was the only for me. And it's never good when Duke's out, though. Because Duke's like the Yankees. They're everybody's team. Yeah, I love to hate. Sad but true. We'll see what happens this week, though. Next week, I have 13 for 16. Next week, I could have one team left or no teams left. That's how awesome it could be. But I went from 3.3 million to 29,000 out of God knows how many millions of brackets. So I'm feeling good about myself right now. That's all I'm telling you. Solid fun show today. As always, you can text the program. You can text it right to my face. I'm good with that. 24/7, 365 days a year. Chad Benson has his phone, and it is me that answers you back. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. As always, you can go to chadbensonshow.com, check it out, grab the podcast, iTunes, TuneIn Radio app. You can listen to us. Take us everywhere with you. Yeah, I'm taking everywhere with us because we love to be there with you and because we have set your microwave and your apps to watch you so we can spy on you Chuck Berry style. That's so weird. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. We got through today. It was good. Sean Spicer helped us with it. It was good. We'll have more tomorrow from the Spicy and the Chad Benson Show players. Have yourself a Sunday night. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.